From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, January 29th, 2018. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Audrey Mattott is reporting for the Greenville Pioneer. The Spartan Bots, Greenville Central School District's robotics team, placed first in the Hudson Valley region at the first Tech Challenge Qualifier Tournament on January 13th at Albany Academy. Teams came from as far away as Montreal to participate in the competition, which pitted team-created robots performing enduring tasks to prove their operational ability. Robotics Club advisor Scott Gardner said the competition began with the inspection of each robot's hardware and software to confirm it complied with the contest rules. The team's rank was determined by taking part in 5 matches. In the semifinals, the Spartan Bots competed against Red Hook and Broadlabend, and then won 2 out of 3 matches in the finals, besting teams from Plattsburgh and Ballston Spa to take first place. Gardner said, and I quote, "The entire robotics club team should be very proud of this accomplishment. Our robotics club would like to thank the Greenville School District and students' parents for all their support," end quote. The team will now advance to the regional competition at Pace University in February. And you can read that full story in the Greenville Pioneer. The MidHudsonNews.com is reporting that New York State has passed legislation that would increase the penalties for passing a stopped school bus. The measure would enhance current penalties for passing a stopped school bus by adding a 60-day suspension of a person's driver's license when they are convicted of passing a stopped school bus 2 or more times in a 10-year period, the same penalty currently imposed for speeding in a construction zone. The bill will be sent to the Assembly for consideration. And you can read that full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Amelia Teasdale is reporting in the Columbia paper, traffic and speeding were once again discussed at a meeting of both the Kinderhook and Chatham Village boards this month. Kinderhook Mayor Jim Dunham said on January 10th that the State Department of Transportation has requested a meeting with him, Kinderhook Town Supervisor Pat Grattan, and Valencia Mayor Diane Argyle on January 29th to talk about speeding in the town. 3 fatal accidents occurred on state roads in Kinderhook during November and December, 2 on State Route 9 and another on Route 203. On January 11th, the Chatham Village Board announced it was submitting a letter to the Department of Transportation in support of reducing the speed limit on another section of Route 203, this one in Chatham Village. Chatham trustee Lenore Packett said there have been several accidents on the 3-mile stretch of Route 203 located within the village where the speed limit changes from 30 to 55 miles an hour. And you can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Times Union is reporting that Governor Andrew Cuomo announced on January 25th the availability of $250 million in funding for communities around New York looking to replace and repair local bridges and culverts. Priority will be given to bridges with the greatest needs and that serve vital roles in the local community and its economy. Cuomo called the money an investment in the state's competitiveness and noted the projects will also reduce vulnerability to natural disasters. A similar round of grants 2 years ago set aside $200 million. The funding paid for 125 bridge and culvert projects in 96 communities statewide. And you can read that full story in the Times Union. And for our final story, Janaki Chadha is reporting for Politico New York. In a speech to the Long Island Association on January 26, New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand called on Congress to pass legislation ending forced arbitration clauses in sexual harassment cases. The clauses are a regular feature of employment agreements and require employees to settle disputes through a private arbitration process and prevent them from ever taking their case to court. Gillibrand has made advocating for victims of assault a core area of focus during her time in the Senate. In her comments Friday, she said forced arbitration clauses help contribute to a larger environment that prevents women from speaking out about their experiences. Women, and particularly women in positions of power, Gillibrand said, must continue to speak out and support other women who come forward. She said, and I quote, "Women who are top executives, who are heavily recruited, who the company clearly values, I would hope those women would speak out for the rest of us, because the truth is, if you are a low-wage worker, you have zero leverage," end quote. And you can read that full story at Politico New York. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a partly sunny day for today with a temperature high near 36 degrees. For Monday night, a chance of snow showers mainly after 10 p.m. It will be cloudy with a low around 24. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Tuesday, a chance of snow showers mainly before 1 p.m. It will be cloudy with a high near 30 degrees. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 11 degrees. And on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 29 degrees. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 22. The sun rose this morning at 7:12 a.m. and the sun will set at 5:04 p.m. That will give us 9 hours and 52 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Monday, the 29th day of January, 2018. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.